Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Knight Rider for another episode of Rough Riders Radio, brought to you courtesy of blogtalkradio.com/Rough Riders with a Z. Today's topic, unfortunately, I'm beginning to repeat myself like a broken record. Fukushima, the out-of-control, undeniably out-of-control nuclear power plant in northern Japan in the Daiichi district or prefecture. I am reading verbatim from enenews.com two late stories, one from January 4th and one from January 3rd. The first, massive radioactivity release at Fukushima, going on for almost 3 years now. There's visible steam, just the tip of the iceberg. Let's get right to it. From the NHK, January 4th, 2014, underground tunnels are believed to be one of the sources of radioactive materials that are polluting the groundwater at the facility on a large scale. A large amount of highly radioactive water has accumulated beneath the plant. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, will set up radiation monitoring equipment at various hotspots on the floors of the reactor buildings this month. The readings will be used to support the decontamination work by robots that will follow. TEPCO officials say they will also study how to remotely locate and repair holes in the reactor containment vessels. The vessels were broken in the nuclear accident, referring to in March 11th of 2011, and over a period of several days, there were nuclear-type explosions and meltdowns that precipitated this whole crisis. From the big picture, RT, January 3rd, 2014, Kevin Camps, radioactive waste watchdog at Beyond Nuclear. It's the weather conditions that make the steam visible, the steam coming out from particularly reactor unit number three. But what people need to realize is that we're almost 3 years into this thing. Those releases are happening every day. Those releases atmospherically and into the ocean are happening every day. They have been for 3 years. So that is the massive radioactivity release that's going on. Once in a while, it becomes more visible because of atmospheric conditions. We're seeing this heated water coming out of Unit 3. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And now I'll go back and reference from the other late-breaking post from enenews.com. Here it is. CEO, Fukushima is very bad. We have a crew in Japan right now. Reports coming out that government covered it up. Food around the entire region got irradiated. Increased problems for people in Tokyo. There's one other item I want to bring front and center, and here it is from E&E News. It's actually from December the 18th, 2013. Apparently, it's the Joe Rogan Experience, a TV show or a radio show. But it's from December the 18th, 2013. Joe Rogan, host, he says, he asks, how bad is Fukushima? Shane Smith, journalist and CEO of Vice, V-I-C-E. If you look at Fukushima, it's a perfect example of the problem with nuclear power. The levels of radiation have not, in an expletive, gone down. We have a crew there shooting right now. The levels of radiation are in another expletive. Logan, I did see a piece of on the fish on tunas being 3%, actually around 1,000% more irradiated than before. That's a big number, 3%, after a couple of years when you're dealing with something that's going to be radiating the ocean for hundreds of thousands of years, if it's still leaking. Smith, there's a lot of stories now coming out that the Japanese government kept it under wraps, didn't want to tell anybody. The food around the whole region was irradiated. People in Tokyo were showing increased signs, etc., etc. It's going to be bad for quite some time. What do you expect? Rogan, and how the an expletive are they ever going to stop it? Are they still leaving it up to Japan? It's just unbelievably incredible that they never thought that it would be able to get shut off, that they just built this crazy power plant with no ability to cool it down. What really scares me is I don't think I've heard one person come up with any way that makes sense as to how to contain it, but how to stop it, how to clean the area up. It's almost just not even discussed here. How the expletive do they clean that? And from someone who chimes in, Eddie Huang, chef, a restaurant owner, and a TV host, who chimes in, I'm guessing they can't. That's why they don't talk about it. Well, folks, there you have it with Fukushima as of Monday, January the 6th, 2014. This is the Knight Rider saying thanks for listening to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio, and we will be on this story. I have a feeling that the radiation levels on the West Coast, if they haven't already, they will show huge spikes over the next 2 or 3 months. So take all due and necessary precautions. As always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.